Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Tuesday morning. As always, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, your official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. I almost choked on some cereal during the break.
What's your
cereal du jour? What are you going with today?
I believe it is Harris Teeter brand.
Okay, going generic.
Low-fat granola bar or granola with raisins.
It's a very hippie, crunchy type of breakfast that you're enjoying there.
It's basically Raisin Bran.
Yeah.
I'm so bitter I didn't buy any granola bars today. I get so psyched for those chocolate chip granolas. I don't even know how healthy they are. They're so sweet.
I think they're loaded with sugar.
They're a lot of sugar, but, you know, there's some granola in there, some oats. Damn it. It's my go-to right now.
I mean, you get up tomorrow at 4 and go back to the grocery store.
Right.
I wanted to ask you a hypothetical, okay?
All right.
I don't think any of us would want to be on a submarine,
no.
Right? But there are certain people that are mariners.
Yes.
And they work for our military or France's military, and they're on submarines.
All right.
Apparently, submariners are part of their mission, or when they're like on these missions, part of the deal is they don't let them know what's going on with the news because they're afraid that world news could affect the morale on the submarine. So they're saying that the mariners, the submariners,
they don't even know what's going on.
They have no idea what's going on with the coronavirus because they are spared bad news from the outside world because that could affect their mission.
Well, you know, that's probably better for them. Better
well, what I was going to ask you is, I don't think any of us would want to be in a submarine, but would you prefer being on a submarine, just kind of going about your daily business, whatever that is, and you're spared the chaos of the outside world, or just be living our lives in the outside world?
I'd rather be able to go out on my front porch and enjoy the sun.
So those guys on submarines, they never contact their families then? They go away for months at a time and there's zero contact?
I guess if you're in some sort of top secret mission, the article that I read, it was an AP article, was talking about France's nuclear armed subs.
Yeah.
I mean, who knew that France had nuclear armed subs?
Right. They're a superpower. I guess they can afford it.
France is a superpower?
They're not.
Not in my book.
They're not considered a world like economic superpower.
I thought they were just big giant wusses.
I mean, whenever is it the G8 summit? I could be getting. They're always at the G8 summit. They're a big silly.
Okay.
This article says
I disrespect them.
I don't have any real regard for France, but I'm just saying that they got some clout.
Right.
The Frenchies, I think.
Crazy. They make silly toast. I know that.
They've got nuclear subs.
Yeah.
This retired admiral said the boys need to be completely available for their mission, and he speculated that they'll find out about the coronavirus with 2 days before they hit the port.
Oh, my God.
However many days they're out there, they won't know anything about what's going on until they complete their mission.
Some of them won't know that probably family members donk off.
Sure.
Probably.
You know?
Here's the bigger takeaway, the bigger question. Has EB seen The Hunt for Red October start to finish? Because that's a great submarine movie.
I mean, when did that come out?
Probably in the early 90s, late 80s, yeah, maybe?
I would say 89, 90, 91, somewhere in there.
I have no recollection of it, so I don't know if I've seen it.
That's Alec Baldwin, right?
Alec Baldwin, Sean Connery.
I saw it, but I can't remember.
Why did Alec Baldwin leave that role, which was then taken over by Harrison Ford in the next three or four movies?
I don't have an update on that.
Right.
Wouldn't you stick with the Tom Clancy movies?
You would think.
I mean, just ride it out. He could have done Patriot Games. He could have done all of them.
He could have done a slept-on Tom Clancy, Clear and Present Danger.
It's a great movie.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Well, apparently these missions, could you imagine, are 60 to 70 days. You're going to talk about claustrophobia.
You're underwater
for 60 to 70 days in a submarine?
Those guys are immune to claustrophobia.
I would go mad.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to handle it.
And there's totally cramped quarters, right?
I mean, I can't imagine it being huge quarters.
It doesn't look like David Geffen's yacht. Okay, right. It's not the same sort of accommodations.
Right.
You're lucky if you can wake up out of your bunk and you don't hit your head on the ceiling of your submarine.
Right. Well, that's why David Robinson got an out, right, from the Navy? Because he's too damn big.
Yeah.
Too big for the subs.
Too big and gangly.
What's the rule there? Is it like if you're over 6'5", you're too big?
I have to ask Pete. He's the Navy expert.
Yeah, Pete would know.
Can Pedro chime in on the Comrex from his house?
I don't know if he can because I think we're all like on different channels.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
JP, your answer for the Alec Baldwin is because the creators of the movies wanted a bigger draw at the box office.
Ah, which makes sense. Harrison Ford, the mega star, definitely a bigger star than Alec Baldwin.
He wanted to keep playing Jack, but they said,
I'm sure he did. They said, you're finished. We're going to get
the guy who's
Han Solo.
To answer your question about family members dying if you're on a submarine,
yeah,
this one guy in the story said he found out that his dad died 60 days later.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
Because he was at sea in the sub when his dad died.
Right.
And the news was kept from him until he had finished his 60-day mission.
It sucks, but that's what you're signing up for. You know that once you go into that thing, you're going to be cut off from the outside world.
The admiral said no matter how serious an event is, there's nothing a submariner can do about it. And since he can't do anything, better that he knows nothing.
Is it a submariner or a submariner? We need some clarification.
It's probably a submariner.
it's probably submariner. I'm just guessing.
It's definitely a submariner.
Yeah. Hold on. It's a submariner or what?
Submariner.
Oh.
They're both the same to me.
Yeah.
Well, one sounds way better. Submariner kind of sounds better, in my opinion.
But they're on a submarine.
Yeah, but it flows off your tongue better.
Right.
Submariner.
Right. Did you guys, this is how desperate we are for sort of sports content. One of the lead stories on ESPN is the home video of Roger Federer hitting balls against his wall. Did you guys see the clip?
I didn't see the clip.
I'm going to watch it right now.
He's grinding. He's doing it in the snow.
He's so freaking gifted.
Yeah.
I've hit balls against the wall a million times.
He lives in Switzerland.
It's so hard to really get a nice little rally going. And he's doing it between the legs. He's doing it behind the back. The guy is a freak.
Of course he is.
An absolute freak. But that's how desperate we are for sports content. That's one of the lead stories on ESPN.
I just wanted to see the rest of his silly compound outside of his tennis wall. I'm sure it's amazing. You think he doesn't have an amazing spread over there in Europe?
I was stunned that Federer has like a tennis wall. I would think he would always have a live partner.
Hey, he's got it there for when the partner's asleep or not there.
Yeah. I guess. You think he ever goes out there with his wife?
He definitely has an indoor court.
He probably does. I think, didn't Justin have an indoor court or just had a court in his backyard?
Justin Gimelstob. I think it was just a backyard. I haven't talked to that cat in years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Right. Since all the drama when he tackled that dude.
We used to talk all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him in probably 3-4 years.
Well, every time he'd come on the show, we got him in trouble.
Right, yeah. That didn't help.
That was his own fault. Got a big mouth.
We just encouraged him and let him go.
I still follow him on social media for some reason. He's always posting pictures with his kid. I think he's using his kid like a dog.
You should reach out to him. Tell him if we want to get him back on.
Yeah.
Speaking of social media, yesterday at around, this is probably 2:30, 3 o'clock, ooh, I'm on Twitter, and I see a tweet from Chad Dukes' producer, Lil Jimmy Mullins, a.k.a. Landfill, and he typed, his Twitter feed said, I think we have a live stream of cakes surfing the internet. And I was like, what is he talking about? And then I realized I'd left my Zoom open. I hadn't closed the meeting.
I hope you weren't having some solo time.
Solo time. There's a million people in my house. I'm sure I was having solo time.
Doesn't it have like a green light?
It does, but I wasn't paying attention to
it's
it.
He's oblivious.
He's a dog.
I mean, it's right in the front. It's right here. Right. See where my Sharpie is? It's right there.
It was up all over the radio station yesterday.
Now, luckily, I was just messing around on Twitter, like trying to figure out my top five pop punk albums of all time, and I wasn't doing anything unsavory. Yeah,
too bad you weren't on like OnlyFans.
Yeah, so I immediately shut off the Zoom.
Dog.
You be careful.
I bet you a lot of guys are gonna get busted with
that. Do this. Shut down the Zoom. Do that.
Because everyone's Zooming into work, right, and people are forgetting their cams are on.
Right.
And next thing you know, they got their pants around their ankles.
Yeah, I forgot my cam was on. I was a cam boy yesterday. Not a cam girl. Cam boy.
Well,
right,
don't
here.
Make that mistake today, my friend.
Oh, I won't. Trust me. I am shutting this thing off at 9:55 and 1 second.
This morning, Drab and I were discussing about a possibility of bringing a board and a mixer into Cakes' place and setting up the instant replays so that he could have them there.
Oh, he should.
And then Drab made the great point saying, that idiot left his Zoom on for 10 hours yesterday. You think he's going to know what to do with the instant replays?
Hey, I can be taught. I can learn. It was a simple mistake.
Drabby, you realized he left it on?
Yeah, because I saw it about 11 a.m.
And so what was he doing?
No, it was just a still shot of the Brooks Like room.
Yeah, it's right there.
Could you hear him like yelling at his wife and everything?
No, because the TV's muted. It's in the Grant and Danny studio. It was just a live stream of Cakes. It was like Big Brother. It was just a live stream.
Yeah, just a look into my silly living room.
Can you do that? Could you just put a live stream of your family like just milling around the kitchen? So we can Big Brother your fam?
I guess we could at some point. We're going to need content.
So to your left, Cakes, is your kitchen, or is it to your right?
It's that way, to my right.
So that would be to your right.
Yes.
You had to think about it.
Everything's opposite.
Cakes is so directly directionally challenged, you had to think about that.
Hey, who won the contest back in the day, driving back to the studio?
You did. Thank you. You beat me.
Thank you very much. That's a 20-year recall right there.
Yeah. Fairfax County Parkway just flummoxed me.
I was a big winner. big winner.
I would love it if we can figure out a way for Cakes to do the show from his bedroom one of these days.
Why would you want me to do it? Because I
want to see like,
the Archie Bunker chair.
Yeah, the chair, the lamp, the comforter with the dogs on it.
What's the thing, the husband that he sits on? Yeah.
No, that's gone. That's gone.
Oh, you got rid of that?
I could bring the Raider lamp down, and it could do the show with me if you want.
Yeah, you should have the Raider lamp in the background.
Cake should have a
tchotchke of the day.
tchotchke of the day.
It sit in the background.
All he's got to do is walk about 20 feet over to his unused office, which doesn't he just have storage crap? We quit doing that bit, which was what was in Cakes' closet. I think we did it once.
Right.
Where you just pulled out old tchotchkes and crap.
Yeah. Just garbage. Stuff that's been there for 15 years.
I could do that in my office, believe me. I got 9 million cables in here.
You know, a lot of people during this coronavirus time, as they're quarantined, they've been cleaning out their houses and things.
Yeah.
And yesterday finally got around to taking some stuff to Goodwill. It's like 8 o'clock shutdown. That thing's gonna be closed. They wouldn't touch anything, which was fine, understood. But I actually got rid of all kinds of crap.
What do you mean yesterday. They wouldn't touch it? So how'd you get rid of it?
They just had boxes, and they just pointed to the boxes. They said, "Okay, you got to take it out yourself and put it in the boxes."
I think it's
the first time in the history of all my trips to Goodwill that I said, I'm not even going to ask for a receipt.
Oh, I always get receipts.
Mr. Benevolent.
And I just make up the number.
Yeah, I just go to the tax guy, and I have zero receipts, but you know, I've given away 30 or 40 bags over a year.
So you just estimate.
A lot of estimating. A lot of estimating.
I hope you don't get audited, boy.
Audited. so many bigger fish to fry than an audit.
Haven't you been audited before, though? Haven't you been audited?
No.
No, he had a wacky misunderstanding probably with, like, what happened? Something happened.
Wrong. Everybody's wrong. Here's what happened. Somebody used your ID.
I had my identity stolen.
Right.
Okay. Someone wanted to be Johnny Cakes.
Somebody wanted to be John Martin Auville and have my tax ID number and all the perks that come along with it.
All the perks.
Yeah, all those perks.
All right, got to take a break. Remember, we got Scott Brooks joining us at 8 o'clock, head coach of the Washington Wizards here on the Junkies.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV. Got Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, joining us at 8 o'clock. When do you guys think the next time you will go on a family vacation? We're talking about things that you can't do, and in Virginia, they've locked things down until June 10th. Maryland, it's another month, but I'm sure it'll get to June soon thereafter.
I don't know,
maybe a couple weeks if things
August
don't change.
If we're lucky.
Yeah, I'm hoping that my August trip in the Outer... I think it's an August trip to the Outer Banks will survive.
I hope probably the earliest.
I have trips scheduled in July. I haven't heard anything contrary to it being not being on.
Let me guess.
Point.
Is that the Kiowa?
Correct.
Well, I know this.
Business.
Somebody
Are
sent
you
me
allowed
a link.
To travel? Let's say they still have this ban, the stay-at-home order.
Yeah, then you'll be screwed. I know in the Outer Banks, somebody sent me a link. I don't know if it's true, but there was a story that they're only allowing residents. Like, if you have a, if you own property.
Right. So you've got to show your address, on your ID.
So, like, just like the rental donks, they're not letting you come in.
Yeah. Well my buddy
plays out.
My buddy Eric, we were supposed to do kind of like a couples thing for Memorial Day weekend. And he got out of it. I guess, Memorial Day was a couple months away. We were supposed to be going to, I think, Bethany Beach.
Right.
And he got the refund.
Yeah. What'd you say, Drab? Did Drab say something about this?
Yeah, full-time residence. If you don't live there, I'm pretty sure year-round, they don't let you.
Yeah.
If you own a house and rent it out during the summer and you just want to go down there and get away, they're not letting you in.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I want you bringing your virus from your community.
So are you, with the house that you rented, are you able to get your deposit back or whatever you paid up front?
Like I said, my buddy put down the deposit. I guess he got the full refund.
What about Eric?
We have another couple weeks to buy the insurance. I said, let's just wait until the absolute end to decide to buy it, but we'll have to buy the insurance.
Teresa and I are supposed to go to Nashville in 3 weeks.
Right.
I might as well just, I'm canceling.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to be allowed to. Three weeks. I'm just,
you can't do that.
You're in Virginia.
You're already not allowed.
It's Dunsky.
You
basically can't do anything until the 10th.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I can easily, just go online and cancel the hotel, but I have the flight insurance.
Right.
So I got to go figure that out.
What a disaster. I mean, this is just crazy.
But you're right. I was actually talking to my daughters yesterday, and they were asking about going to the beach and vacations, and I said...
I know.
I said, I'm not sure we'll be able to do it before August. Maybe not even then.
I promised my kids that even if we cancel it, we'll reschedule. We'll find a way to reschedule it. But, you know, I'm not certain that my other family members will be able to join us. We always do a big family thing. You know, we have like 20 of us.
Mm-hmm.
But we might have to just go somewhere. You know, hop on a plane.
Yeah, I think an August vacation. So, you know, we each, because there's four of us on the show, we have to kind of juggle these weeks of vacation. And my week was mid-August, where we were going to go somewhere. I don't know exactly where. Usually we go to Puerto Rico every other year, so this year was going to be somewhere different. Mm-hmm. My oldest was lobbying for Bahamas, kind of like Jason's kids always lobby for Atlantis.
Right.
So she was lobbying for that, and maybe we would have done that, but I'm not going to book anything for August. Are you kidding me?
No, you can't.
Big, great unknown we're in at this point.
Is there a vacation hotspot where people are actually going? Where you? Not really, right? Because no one even wants you to leave the state. Like, none of the states want
Probably
you to
not.
Leave.
Yeah.
Every place has coronavirus. The only place you can go is maybe Antarctica.
Right. Oh, and by the way, this whole notion that China has figured it out is, I mean, the more people are looking into it, did you see the reports that they're claiming? So the United States, supposedly, we have the most deaths from this corona, which just... It just doesn't make any sense. China, I think, is only claiming...
I don't think we've surpassed...
Not the Spain most deaths, but the most cases.
Most cases.
Right. Italy
Spain
and some of these others
Italy
have... But right. I think we might have more deaths now, allegedly, than China. And...
I don't believe them.
It's definitely not true. Just this past week, they did the math, and like 46,000 urns were delivered to families. And people are like, well, they're claiming 2,000 deaths. I mean, it's just insane. They're delivered 46,000 urns to families.
Well, maybe those people didn't die of the corona. They just killed them.
Yeah, well.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Supposedly, that's what they did in North Korea.
They have four times as many people.
True, but it was like an unusual thing.
Did you see
I know in South Korea,
Chinese
police
were actually beating down people who refused to wear masks.
Right.
In the streets. They were just beating them down. And they were welding them into their homes.
Wow.
So if they refused to the social distancing, to stay at home, the lockdown, they were welding them in.
Right. Brutal.
Pretty fun.
Good country.
Yeah. Well, I think you can trust those South Korea's numbers. And South Korea's kind of the model for... flattening the curve, right?
I hope.
I didn't follow, again, I said this yesterday, I kind of tapped out on the news yesterday, so I didn't follow what was going on in South Korea yesterday. I did see a story, like in Italy, all they ever talk about in the news is the deaths. And one of my cousins who lives in Italy, a first cousin, Cakes doesn't have any Kirks or DeMarcuses.
Zero.
She posted something on Facebook that the news never mentions how many were recovered.
Right.
And they were showing people leaving the hospital who had recovered, and the number was in the 900s or so. So that was somewhat encouraging news. Yes,
well, I mean, people do recover, but the problem is 10 to 12% of them are dying.
Yes.
I mean, it's mowing through the population there, which is just brutal. But you just it's hard to know. I mean, I guess Italy, they seem to be pretty upfront with their numbers, but you certainly cannot believe China.
No, but South Korea, you should.
South Korea, I think you probably can. Yeah. But again,
it's a smaller nation.
Knows.
The problem with South Korea, it's a much smaller nation.
Of course.
Population.
Yeah. But again,
it's a smaller
really
nation.
Knows.
The problem with South Korea, it's a much smaller nation.
Of course.
Population of South Korea is about 50 million.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Right.
If you say so.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I might have been way off if you asked me the population of South Korea.
Right. Well, Trump was way off because he was grilling the reporter yesterday, and he said, do you know how many people live in Seoul? Because she was trying to ask him about South Korea. And then he said, 38 million.
Yeah.
He was off by 28 million.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
I don't know. He's like Adam. I never understand people that would just make up a number instead of just say, I don't know.
Well, and then the thing about Trump, though, is he'll never admit he's wrong.
Did
he'll come up with something.
Did he mean South Korea and not Seoul? Did he mean
no,
the
he,
entire
he
country?
No, he said Seoul. He
Remember
said
when
Seoul.
He put the Sharpie to the map?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he does not. He cannot admit the mistake. No
By the way, Adam, I was talking to another buddy of mine yesterday. Adam's in this category that we were talking about. So we all have kids. So even if you're stuck at home, you have kids to interact with. And Adam does have a roommate, a little different, but we were talking about a buddy who lives by himself that's single, that has no kids, that is now in this stuck-at-home phase of your life other than you can go for a walk or a run.
Right.
Like, what do you do? And it was a younger guy who typically goes out at night. What does that person do? They've been, the bars are gone. You can't go out at night.
I know what he does. Cam girls. A lot of that at night.
Well, you know what?
I mean, look, he's not going out to the bars. He doesn't have anybody else to hang out with. He's isolated. What do you think he's doing?
We can throw that out to, if there are any single guys or girls, I guess, who live by themselves, have no kids, don't have roommates, and you're in a stay-at-home order, what are you doing with your time? 800-636-1067.
You know what? Steven told me his buddies are doing at school. So the Lax Seniors, there's three, I think there's three senior houses.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of them, they all went home for the quarantine, but a bunch of them just said, F it. They're going to ride the rest of it back out. So like 10 of them in each house, they've just gone back, and they're just living together, and they're just drinking and just riding it out together.
So it's a big frat house.
I think a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah. They just said, screw it. They said goodbye to their parents, and they're just going to hunker down together.
Do the schools want that?
Probably not, but they're renting houses on their own. And so they're just going to the house. They're paying the rent anyway. Might as well just hang out with their boys.
I guess it's no different than going home and living with your family.
Yeah.
But what does a single guy do if you're in Virginia, let's say? Virginia locked it down till June 10th. You're a single guy. You lived in Arlington. You would go out a couple nights a week. You try and holler at chicks. That's all gone. What are you doing?
You're probably violating it, and you're probably like hooking up with like old girlfriends,
and you're on Tinder. I mean, you're just doing it. You're exhausting.
Oh, that's
all
a great
of your
question.
Options.
Are people still hooking up on like Tinder or whatever the hot site is?
I don't know.
Because
I'm sure it's slowed down a bit.
Would you? Let's say you were single. Even if the restrictions were lifted, but you know the corona is still kind of out there, are you going to be desperate to like make out with a new chick or start hitting the skins with a new celly?
Some people, they don't care.
They don't care. They just get the
corona. I mean, don't you think those millennials? They don't care.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of the same people that were flocking to the cherry blossoms, even though they were told not to be in a crowd of more than 10 people.
They were at the Florida beaches.
All right, so that's like if you're 18, 19, and 20, you're just dumb. But what if you're like 35 and you're single, and you want some skins? Are you gonna just holler at girls the way you used to?
I don't know. Maybe escorts come into play. EB.
Well, escorts will definitely have the Rona.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, they will.
Maybe they got a clean bill of health. Maybe they show you their papers when they walk in. I don't know. I don't know how this works.
Right.
I'm just spitballing.
Call us and let us know if you're hitting skins with just randos.
Yeah, are people using those like Tinder has to be dead, I would think.
No, because people are bored, so they're sitting on Tinder trying to talk to girls. I'm seeing right here that says all these apps saw a huge increase in people using their apps.
Yeah, but are they meeting?
I don't know if they're meeting, but they're definitely on the apps talking to each other.
They're trying to connect.
Right. I was listening to a podcast where these girls were saying guys were coming out of the woodwork now because there's no sports on TV.
Right.
All they do is just sit at home and they holler at old girls.
Right.
They just text old girls, send dong pics. They're bored out of their mind.
Yeah, dong pics have to be making a comeback.
Oh, they got to be huge.
2020
right
is the year of the dong pic.
Yeah.
That's big.
Dong pics coming back.
They probably are.
By the way,
can you imagine how good that buns is going to be as soon as the executive order is taken off?
Right. Right. Did Adam ever get the corona? Did he ever get any symptoms? I mean, he went literally at the peak of the pandemic.
He went right into the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
I don't know how he didn't get it.
Well,
he might dodge it.
He might be part of the 80% that's asymptomatic.
I mean, he went into New York. He was partying left and right. He was out in public. I don't know how he dodged it.
Yeah. Right. Making out with strangers that live in New York.
Right.
Right.
Claims he hooked up. right? His streak ended. Oh,
that's right.
Well, yeah. Well, can you imagine his streak if he's quarantined? I mean, he wouldn't be able to attempt to get buns until like September.
Right. I'm just telling you, if I'm one of those guys who are single, living by myself, I just don't know what you do with your time in a
living
lockdown.
Living down at the Navy Yard.
Yeah, but you can't. You're not supposed to go out. You're not supposed to do anything. Like
you go for runs.
One of the last UFC pay per views. I got together with a few of my buddies, and one of them had one of their coworkers join. And this guy, 22-year-old guy, making six figures, living by himself in Arlington. And after the pay per view, which ended at like 1:30, he was going out.
Right.
It's like, what do those type of guys do?
Well, some of those places have rooftops. I guarantee they're having rooftop happy hours.
But they can't have too many.
Hope
not
we're doing
to.
It responsibly. They just shut one down in Maryland where they arrested a group of people. I believe this was on Sunday night at a motel. Can't remember the exact city, but it was.
Let's just say towards Laurel. Laurel.
You could say Laurel, but it was towards Baltimore.
Okay.
And they busted the group of kids. It was mostly kids, teenagers.
Right.
I'm just
telling you, Eric. I mean, I know you're not supposed to, but I guarantee you when you're living in an apartment, you know, a 10-story apartment with all these young hotties, they're finding a way to hang out.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. I don't know if this is Adam Epstein or a different Adam on line two.
Adam.
What's up, EB? It's your boy, AWOD.
Oh, it is AWOD.
It's so not Adam, a different Adam, unfortunately.
You never got any cold or flu symptoms?
No, I feel great.
Right. How many? It's been about 2 weeks now, right, since you were up there?
Yeah, 2 weeks since I had my magical trip to New York.
Magic.
What do you do during a lockdown? You can't go out. The bars are closed. You can't go to Pamplona. By the way, all his free hookups are gone, I guess.
Yeah, what if Pamplona goes under?
I mean, there's a GoFundMe right now to support Pamplona and the employees.
Really?
Right.
It's not a good situation right now.
So yeah. There is a chance it could go under.
I mean, I don't have all the information.
I mean, I'm sure there's a huge chance.
Is that the only restaurant
that's his
that
life tagline.
What's his life tagline?
His tagline should
I don't have any information.
Right. Uh-huh. Not all of.
So what do you do? What do you do with time?
So I actually, over the weekend, I was on a bunch of FaceTime, like, wine nights. And I actually had, like, a kind of like a wine date FaceTime with just one girl. And we were just talking. I was sitting in my bed drinking wine for, like, 30 minutes. It was kind of like a low-key date.
So it was a virtual date where you're both drinking
wine.
Well,
yeah, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere because nobody wants to leave their house.
Yeah.
People are having virtual dates. So, yeah, it's like cyber sex, right?
Yeah.
That's what people are doing. Like, are any of your boys...
all the clothes stayed on.
Yeah, all your boys, like, your boys that might, that date successfully, what are they doing?
Well, my boy who has a girlfriend, she's been coming over every single night and then going back to her friends.
Right, so they're commingling. Really shouldn't be doing that, but that's fine.
They're breaking the law for buns.
That's supposed to end now.
What about, like, are any of your friends, like, on the, like, the sites and, like, actually meeting?
No.
Strangers?
Not that I know of. No.
Stranger buns has never been worse.
So one of my friends actually is, like, hitting up, like, his exes.
Right.
But I don't even know if they're even coming over. I think everyone's pretty much scared.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing. They're hitting up their exes, and they're rolling the dice with that.
Yeah.
But you're not even supposed to do that. You get like if you have a girlfriend, she pretty much has to live with you. You can't have the girlfriend come over for the buns and then go back to her fam.
Not supposed to.
Adam, how's the YouTube page going? Where should people go to check out what you've been doing behind the scenes?
106.7 The Fan YouTube page, youtube.com/106.7TheFan. I like the four box. It's a good look on you guys. The virtual background yesterday was so funny. I mean, JP, when you figured that out, it was like you broke windows for everyone else. And Evie was like, "Oh my god, I have to do this now." That was great stuff.
Yeah, the producers put a kibosh to that.
Well, I don't understand why.
Why can't they do it?
Why are they unfun?
I've got Fenway Park here, but my head like disappears.
Because your backgrounds were 90% blurry.
Yeah, it gets pixelated. Yeah.
I know, but it was just a goof. Beach. I mean, nobody, we weren't going to do it long term. It was just a goof.
How about that? You like that one?
Yeah. I got an idea. Why don't you guys do the virtual backgrounds at 10 a.m., and we'll do a post-show Junkies and AWOD bit for 10
minutes.
That's
how bored you are. No thanks.
No. Thanks for calling in, Adam.
Yeah. We're going to call him extra bits just so he can somehow wiggle his way back onto the show.
Right. Little
By
weasel.
The way,
I think the answer, though, to my question is people like Adam are struggling because he probably went out three or four nights a week in Arlington drinking. Can't do it now.
Oh, he's so bored. No, he thought we were bored.
Shut down.
Is he still there? Did you hang up on him?
He's Dunsky.
All right, we do have some people that want to chime in. We are curious. What do single guys do in a lockdown when you can't go out at night anymore? Can't go to the bars. Can't
go
to restaurants.
Got some people calling in, I can see.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Taking some calls here at 800-636-1067. And what are single guys doing during a lockdown? In fact, in Virginia, it's a stay-at-home order. So what do you do? I've received a couple of tweets, and one guy, you know, Eric was asking about the site said there's no chance he's going to go out and meet somebody who's a single dad. There's no chance he's going to do that during this time. Another guy, Brent, tweets us, I'm 34, live alone. Luckily, I'm able to telework. The only thing to do is TV, eat, and alcohol.
Right.
Thank God I have a dog. I'd be going insane.
Mm. I agree. If I didn't have my dog, I don't know what I would do all day.
Just because it gives you a reason to go out and go for walks and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's more fun to walk the dog than it is just to walk by yourself.
Yeah, well, you would just walk with your wife or something.
Like I said, it's more fun to walk the dog than walk by yourself.
So how often does T go with
you? I talk more to my dog.
How often does T go on the walks with you?
All the time. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's usually the three of us. I try and get my daughters to go, but they're too busy.
They're not into it.
On their phones. Too busy. Yeah. TikToks.
I don't really like walking, to be honest with you. I'd rather just do the dumb run and be done with it. You know, hate the run, too, to be honest with you. I just got an email. They're asking us if our kids are available to play in this volleyball tournament in early June. How can we be expected? How could we be expected to know, to have an answer? Right?
Where is doing that? A bit? I mean, where what is are they doing?
There's They're a grasping. Rescheduled. There's a rescheduled tournament in
North Carolina
in Philly in early June.
That's not happening.
Well, I'm
Philly.
Sure
that's
I'm sure
closer that, to New York.
It's I'm sure be... that 10,000 people are going to congregate at a volleyball tournament in early June.
What's the corona rate in Philly right now?
It's I'm sure be... it's horrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be big.
You know what it is? It's a lot of
they're grasping.
Entrepreneurs in business. They want to grasp at that revenue. Yeah. I saw signs yesterday for like a little kid's soccer league. It's like, that's not happening.
Right.
They're trying to get people to sign up for spring.
No.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother is distraught because his son is a big lacrosse player. He's in seventh grade. And, you know, what is spring season got wiped out. He's even thinking the summer season's going to get wiped out for him.
Going to be in jeopardy for sure. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. I think a couple people want to chime in.
Yeah, let's go to line three. Let's go to Scott in Glen Burnie. Scott, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks. What are you doing, bro?
Hey, what's going on, Junks? First and foremost, man, I want to thank you guys for, you know, giving us the show. Really appreciate it during these hard times.
Of course.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no problem, man. Yeah, I was listening to Cakes earlier, man. I think Cakes got some bones in his closet. He mentioned something about looking at the paperwork, you know, when the women come in or checking their paperwork.
Right.
I've actually been doing this. It's been like a week since I've done it because back in the day I was doing a lot of the massage parlors and paying. Like, I talked to you guys a few months ago. I was paying like $200 every time I went for a visit.
Right.
So now man, I can't really do that anymore. Yeah, that's what you said last time. But I was doing it maybe two or three times a month. But again, when all this stuff started, you know, started acting crazy, stuff started going down, I had to find some other sources. So for a while, I was just sitting home, not doing anything. And I heard from some reliable sources, who I won't put out their names, about a couple of websites. I won't say it online, but it's one particular website where you can call up the women, and they'll come with proof that says they don't have the virus.
Oh, really?
And
oh,
that's kind of what I've been doing now. It's been like a week and a half since I've done it, since this whole ban thing. But man,
so
I miss
basically,
it,
you're
I
getting
it.
A hooker that's coming with her like instead of an AIDS test, it's she's got a corona test.
Yeah, she printed it out on her dot matrix printer.
Does she come with a mask?
No, she comes with other things, but she definitely didn't. Well, my mask is definitely not one of them.
The mask wouldn't really work.
You know what
are you
need?
Just a lifelong single, by the way?
You said lifelong single?
Yeah, like have you always been single?
Always like a lifelong single dude, or you ever been married?
No,
what's your deal?
No, I've been married a couple of times, and you know, I went through a couple of hardships, and it's just kind of like, you know what? Screw it, I'm done. Let me just go out here and enjoy life for what it is. But then when this whole virus thing hit, you know, they're hurting my pockets now, man. I can't do anything.
Right. Yeah. Right. What do you do for a living?
I actually drive. I have a CDL. I drive CDL trucks. So I'm literally at work right now, you know, at a school where I'm delivering fruits and vegetables and so forth and so on.
So God, that's unbelievable. So you're getting hookers to come to the house.
Well, how does a hooker get a test?
You make it sound so bad. It's not hookers.
Well, it's basically a hooker. She's coming.
They are.
She's coming to the house, and she's got her corona. What you need is this is what the pimps should do. You need a flock of girls that have already had the Rona, so they can't give it to you because they've already had it. So you actually need to put out on Craigslist that you want to hang out with chicks that have already had the Rona. You don't even care what they look like.
It's a small pool, EB.
Yeah.
I know that it's growing daily, but I
got
to believe
that's a small pool. We got 160,000 cases in the United States.
I know, but now you're looking for willing hookers that have had it.
Yes.
That are in his area.
Well,
very small subset.
The website is still up. The women are. And the thing is, when I used to do this, I was paying like, you know, darn near $300. Now, because of this whole virus thing and they're not really getting a lot of calls, it might be like $75. It's nice, man.
$75 for the full
How terrible
treatment?
Do they look?
They Lurch, trust me, bro. They are absolutely gorgeous. Trust me.
What?
They are absolutely gorgeous. $75 is the most
that I've paid, and that, again, that was about a week and a half ago. It was on a Saturday.
Do you do that normally? Do you like just to pick, don't you like the challenge of picking up a girl?
He's done with that. He's had a couple of failed marriages.
Too much work.
It's over.
Yeah, I'm done with that, bro.
You're over it.
I'm done with that.
He's done with the relationship. He's just down to business.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, I might get lucky, you know, after this whole virus thing is finished, you know, if I make it through it, God, you know, God willing.
Right.
But for right now, I'm just enjoying myself, man, to the best that I can.
All right. Scott, thanks for sticking with us. Stay safe, brother.
Thanks, bro.
And again, I'd probably still wear a surgical mask.
Yeah, yeah. We don't endorse his behavior, but we do like to hear about it.
Yes. Right.
That's all.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Can we sneak in Chris and Lusby real quick? We could do that before Scott Brooks.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? This is most people know me as Scott's Jacket. I'm the guy. I come to all your appearances.
Okay. Oh, right.
Like that.
How old are you to let the audience know?
43.
All right.
43. You're single. What do you do with your time?
Well, I run my own business, so I can work from home. So I've been self-isolated for about a month now. But I actually got word on Thursday. I'm in the Navy Reserves. I got called up. I'm supposed to leave today, but it looked like our flight got pushed to Sunday. So I've been busy packing a sea bag for the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, that's no joke.
What part of the Middle East?
I'm going to the island of Bahrain.
And then what will you do?
Yeah, what are you going to be doing over there?
I'm going over to support the Naval Forces Command that's over there.
Wow. So,
wow.
Do they have the Rona all over there?
Yeah, it was pretty bad over there for a while, but they actually, they were one of the first countries to start using the triglyceride, whatever drug as a treatment. So it kind of hit there about a month and a half ago. So it's kind of ramping down, but obviously the base is secluded. We're not going to be leaving the base. We'll be quarantined on the base or whatever. So I'm not too worried about it.
Do you have kids?
I don't. I'm divorced, but I don't have any kids.
So what were you doing for skins?
Nothing.
Just riding it out?
The computer like everybody else. Yeah.
Oh, man. Single guys, man. Taking one for the team.
Got a lot of yard work done.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
So how long are you going to be in Bahrain?
So the orders are supposed to be just for 2 months, but they've already mentioned that they want us to extend, so it's probably going to be a year.
So what do you do with
if you were Scott's Jacket, how many whistles per day? You're single, you're working from home.
Minimum one. I would say, probably 1 to 2 on average.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, look. Scott, stay safe. I guess it's actually Chris.
Thanks for your service, Chris. Scott.
Yeah, be safe, buddy.
I will, and I'll be listening on the radio app the whole time over there.
Good. Radio.com.
Every time I deploy, I listen to you guys every time. So I just want to say thanks.
Well, call us sometime when you get a chance.
Yeah, call us from over there.
Oh, definitely. Hopefully we get some sports to talk about here in the future.
That would be nice.
Let's hope.
All right, coming up next.
All right,
you're going to talk
a little sports. Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, joins us next on the Junkies.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.